Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jade Hecker. She is the president of operations for the North Dakota Renaissance Festival coming up this summer. And Jade, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And something I'm extremely excited about, North Dakota is going to be soon home to a brand new Renaissance Festival. And Jade, you are the one that's making this happen, moving and shaking. And tell us a little bit about your plans and how you came up with this idea to bring a Renaissance Festival to North Dakota.
I actually am not the originator of this idea. Okay. That would be Randy Jones. He was down at the Enchanted Castle in Regent, he was thinking, this is a phenomenal setting for a Renaissance Festival. So he kind of got the ball rolling. I caught wind of it, and I'm like, hey, this is awesome. I want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, all right, you've got awesome credentials. You're on board now. I've found myself. I run the Facebook page. On the radio, I'm representing the marketing of like the whole many hats.
Definitely.
For this project.
Definitely. And so, Jade, you bring it up, Regent, North Dakota, kind of the setting for this.
Yes.
And for those maybe who haven't been to that area, kind of tell us a little bit about the setting and why it makes it so great for a Renaissance Festival.
It is a small town in North Dakota, and there's space. So, we intend to grow and get bigger, mm-hmm. build. But it's a castle. And it used to be the school, mm-hmm. but now it's a castle.
Oh, awesome.
And Gary Greff, the guy who owns the castle, he builds the giant sculptures down the Enchanted Highway. So you have no idea, where's Regent? How do you get to Regent? Well, when you're on I-94, you travel down the Enchanted Highway, stop at the Enchanted Castle, and attend the North Dakota Renaissance Festival.
There you go.
As long as it's between weekends from July 13th and 14th through September 1st,
yes.
Labor Day weekend.
Right, because again, Renaissance Festival will only run those days, like you said.
On the weekends.
On the weekends, yep. So Jade, for those maybe who are listening right now, have never been to a Renaissance Festival, kind of describe what you guys are aiming for and what they can expect with this new Renaissance Festival coming to the area.
We are, it's primitive. First and foremost, think primitive. If anybody mm-hmm. has gone to one of the other and there's Ren fairs all over the world.
Yes.
This is our first year. We will eventually be able to contend with the ones that have been established 40, 50 years ago. But right now, this is our first year. We are very primitive. However, we have jousters. We have the Knights of Mayhem. So this is not like theatrical jousting. This is hard hitting, guts and glory, all out jousting. I mean, you guys do not want to miss this. We have belly dancers. We have Fandazzy Fire Circus on select weekends. So they'll be doing a fantastic show with playing with fire. I mean, just phenomenal stuff. We have the medieval marketplace. So you'll get to buy handmade artisan like trinkets and soaps and all kinds of just really cool stuff. Just check out our website, check out the Facebook page, ndrenfest.com, Facebook. We're, North Dakota Renaissance Festival. You'll see all of this stuff. I post it all.
Absolutely. And I'll remind everybody, Jade Hecker, president of operations for the upcoming Renaissance Festival in Regent, North Dakota. And yeah, that's actually how I came across it. That presence there on social media brought me to it. And I'm hoping some of our listeners will also take a chance to look more into it and make plans to make it to Regent, North Dakota for the upcoming Renaissance Festival. Jade, what are some ways an individual, like you said, you have a Facebook page and a website. What are some ways they can get in contact with you guys to, make sure they can get tickets and get everything put together for this?
There is a ticket portal on our website.
Okay.
Also, there's a link from our Facebook page. It's all through PayPal. There will be tickets at the door, and there is opportunities to win. On Facebook page, I do a comment, share type of a deal. Watch for those posts. You can go to our website and enter the weekly drawing. And then in local, like if you're in Dickinson area, if you're traveling through or whatever, happen to be at some of our events, we do have live ticket drawings too. So just lots of opportunities to win tickets, purchase tickets. Right now they're all on sale. The Wren Feast is a phenomenal experience that'll be after the park closes on Saturday evenings. But you you do purchase a special ticket for the Wren Feast. If you guys have any questions, message the Facebook page. I will answer. That will be me actually answering all the questions. There is a phone number that actually reaches me, and I will answer all of your questions. Okay. Vendors, if you are a vendor selling any kind of homemade artisan, we need drawers. If a caricature artists, hair braiders, any of that. If you guys are interested in being a part of it to bring the Renaissance to life, give me a call.
Absolutely. Definitely. And we want people to get involved, Jade. We want this to grow and become, like you said, a contender with some of these Renaissance festivals that have been going 40, 50 years. And hopefully North Dakota will be the next Ren Festival that'll put, you know, North Dakota there on the map and bring people to the area. And is there anything else, Jade?
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything else about the Renaissance Festival or about all the planning and everything coming up that you'd like to mention?
You know, it's family friendly. You bring your kids, bring your grandparents, bring, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
It's family friendly. Once you get through the gate, all of the entertainment is you've paid for it already. So you get to watch the jousters all three times that they joust. You know, food of course is extra, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, those types of things. But all the entertainment is free. So, you know, you're paying for that once you get through the gate. And we've got just a really cool experience. It's going to be great. We have a mead. We have a number of mead companies. One is Big Lost Mead out of Wyoming that actually is a sponsor of the North Dakota Renaissance Festival. But I'm excited because Prairie Rose Meadery is going to have a vendor booth, so you can come and purchase the phenomenal mead from Prairie Rose Meadery there as well. So
awesome. Yeah, it's going to be an excellent experience. What a great backdrop for it in Regent, North Dakota. Again, ndrenfest.com, the website. Go like them on Facebook. Help support them. If you're a vendor that's listening to this right now, reach out. I'm sure Jade would be willing to take you with open arms, and we want to make this thing big, and we want to grow it. So, Jade, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.